WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's been 3 years of resistance and heroism by Ukrainians. Today marks the day Russia invaded the country in 2022. World leaders are arriving this morning in Kyiv to mark the somber occasion. Zelensky said this weekend that he'd give up the presidency, but he had conditions. CBS's MTS Taieb is in Kyiv.
We were there when he said if his resignation meant peace would be granted for Ukraine and if his country could join the NATO military alliance, he would step down. Now, it was not immediately clear whether Zelensky was seriously considering resigning or just responding to the latest broadsides from President Trump, who just days ago accused the Ukrainian leader of being, quote, a dictator without elections.
There's been a change in government for another Ukrainian ally. Germany's electoral authority says early results show mainstream conservatives have won the most votes in national elections. The country's far-right party surged to a second-place finish. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept through the night and is resting. He's been in the hospital for 10 days battling pneumonia, and blood tests reveal early signs of kidney failure. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
We've learned the Pope is also receiving high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose, and he is continuing to get blood transfusions. Doctors tell us this is not a good sign.
Thousands of federal workers have been told to submit a list of accomplishments from last week by midnight tonight. On X, Doge leader Elon Musk says ignoring the request would be considered a resignation.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
A new generation of cameras catching distracted drivers. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The AI cameras are up and running in Shorewood, Minnesota.
So you can see a clear violation here that the phone's in the hand.
South Lake Minnetonka police officer Adam Moore says the cameras are a game changer.
It gives us the opportunity to just see inside the vehicle. Until we got this, we had no idea how bad it was.
The cameras alert police of a violator. If police don't pull the driver over within 15 minutes, the photo of them is deleted.
A recall of frozen shakes. They were sold to places like nursing homes and hospitals, but the FDA says they've been tied to a years-long deadly listeria outbreak. The supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lion's Ready Care and Cisco Imperial. At least 11 people have died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Our local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Like a python, bad marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, you tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
Seek Radio. Radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. dabble with sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates we're lagging the tunes. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsark.com. PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I didn't take the vow. I didn't Never know what time will bring. Well, I half remember recent history, but I feel a little closer. Soon I know I will be joined by.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just the next is rain.
One day there's joy, and the next there's pain. Now someday, babe, it'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. 1,600 additional USAID workers have lost their jobs, and most all overseas staffers have been placed on leave. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Federal workers challenged the layoffs in court, but a federal judge rejected their pleas to extend a stay on those job cuts.
The Vatican says Pope Francis slept peacefully last night, but remains in critical condition with double pneumonia and now early stages of kidney failure. CBS's Seth Doan from Rome.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient, and this is not an easy case to treat. I asked one of his doctors how many different drugs he's on, and the answer was a lot.
3 years ago today, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
I think both sides would love to see this war end because they're being ground down by the military, economic, and human costs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.